Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Kesubos Daf Tzadi Beis. It'll be a relatively short shiur today. These are both a short Omid Aleph and a short Omid Beis, and we're in the middle of a discussion of a series of cases. We had a simon for this yesterday, and we will continue discussing with the words Oma Rami Bar Choma. This can be found 10 lines from the top, Tzadi Beis Omid Aleph. So, Oma Rami Bar Choma. Rabbi Yochanan tells the following case. Ruvain Shemoch Hasod de Lishimon Biachrayis. Ruvain sells a field to Shimon, let's say for $1,000 with Achrayis, meaning that in case somebody were to come to take it from Reuven, there's a prior shibut on this field, and Reuven doesn't have cash or other properties extant, so then this field would have the ability to be collected from Shimon by the Baal Chov of Reuven. So Reuven sells this field to Shimon, let's say for $1,000 with Achrayis, with the guarantee that in case somebody comes and takes it from Shimon, Reuven will be responsible to pay Shimon back the money that he bought the field from. V'zokaf olav b'milva. However, Shimon never paid for the field. He didn't have the money. Reuven was willing to advance it to him, and in that situation, it normally would not be considered a full-fledged sale, but here they established it as a loan. So it was as if Reuven had given Shimon $1,000. Shimon then paid Reuven for the field, so to say, with that $1,000, so the money didn't have to actually change hands. They just established it as a loan. V'zokaf olav b'milva. So now the sale is definitely a valid sale. Shimon owns the field, and he owes Reuven $1,000. He owes him the amount of money that the field was worth. Then umeis Reuven. Then Reuven passes away, unfortunately. But also baal chov de Reuven. Now a baal chov of Reuven comes along, which has a prior shibud. It was a loan that Reuven had, let's say, done to Levi. Levi is the Baal Chov, and Reuven had borrowed $1,000 from Levi, never paid it back, and this was before the transaction with Shimon, so that field was leaned on that loan, and therefore, the Kotorif lo mi Shimon. So Levi, the Baal Chov of Reuven, has the right to go and collect the field from Shimon, because Reuven had no money in his estate, he had no other properties, this was the only leaned property, so therefore Levi, the Baal Chov of Reuven, has the right to go and collect this land that Shimon had purchased from Reuven. Now, Shimon wanted the land, so therefore, upaise bezuze. Shimon went and paid off Levi. He said, listen, the loan that you have from Reuven is $1,000. I'll give you $1,000, and you're happy. I keep the land. I want this land, this field that I bought from Reuven. And therefore, everybody seems to be happy. Only problem is, Shimon wants to now tell Reuven's orphans that, listen, I paid you this $1,000 by paying it to Levi. So we should be free. I don't owe you anything anymore. However, Dinahu, the army, the Bnei Reuven have the right, however, to tell Shimon, listen, sorry, Shimon, Anan mitaltele shovak avun gaboch. The $1,000 IOU that you had to our father, that milva, the zokaf olav b'milva for the field, so that's considered mitaltele. And the rule is that the Baal Chov of our father, Levi, doesn't have the right to go and collect from Metaltli. He only has the right to go collect from Karkoi. And we didn't inherit any Karka. And therefore, we technically could have told Levi, go take a hike. Sorry, we don't have to pay that off. Now, you paid that off in order to protect your field. That's your business. Has nothing to do with us. And therefore, you still owe us the $1,000. Anan Metaltli Shovak Avun Gaboch. All we had from you was an IOU. And therefore, that's metaltli. Umetaltli diasme l'baal chov lo mishtabdi. And that $1,000 is not something that Levi was entitled to, because that's considered metaltli. The IOU has the status of metaltli, not karkoi. And therefore, we didn't have to pay off Levi. So Levi was out of the picture from us. Levi had the right to go get that karka from you, because he has a prior lien on that karka. But that's between you and him. You didn't have to pay him. You could have given him the karka, and then you'd owe us $1,000 still, and you could come back to us and say, hey, you want us to reimburse you the $1,000, and we would have been happy to do so. But the fact that you paid off Levi, that's your problem. You still owe us $1,000. Are you going to come to us and say, you have achrayis in the karka? That too is not our responsibility. The Yisomim don't have to pay you for your achrayis. Our father did, but we don't have to go and pay you for the achrayis. So what the orphans have the right, Reuven's orphans have technically the right to go and tell Shimon, the fact that you paid Levi $1,000 doesn't impact us. You owe us still $1,000. And poor Shimon is going to have to pay $2,000 if he wishes to keep this field. So that's the din. That's what Rami Bar Choma said. However, Rava gives a suggestion as to how Shimon can avoid having to pay twice for this field. Amar Rava, if Shimon is smart, if he wishes to go about and only have to pay one time, so then this is what he should do. Magbe luhu nihalaihu ara. Instead of paying back the orphans of Reuven with cash, he should go give them back karka. Now, some of the Mefarshim suggest he should give them back the same karka that he bought from Reuven. Others suggest, no, it could even be different karka, because now this is in repayment of the debt. So no longer is it going to be called metaltali that the orphans have, but now it's going to be called karka that they inherited from their father. Because this debt that they now got, they get in the form of karka and not cash. Once Shimon gives them this karka, either this specific karka that he had bought from Reuven, or some suggest another karka, now he has the right to go get it back from them because of achrayis. There is achrayis on the field that he bought from Reuven, and Levi took that. And therefore, he has the right to go and get back the money that he gave to Levi. Normally, if it was just cash, the orphans could say, no, we don't have any responsibility to you, but now the orphans have karka that's considered an inheritance from their father, and that he has the right to get the achrayis back from the karka. And this is in accord with what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman, what did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman am rabba baravua. Rav Nachman said, name rabba baravua. Yisomim shagavu karka b'chobas avien. If the Yisomim had an IOU that was due to the estate, and then they got karka in that IOU, so then Baal Chov Chozer goes also in the head. Then that is considered that they inherited karka. And a Baal Chov of their father, now the estate has karka. And a Baal Chov, such as Shimon in this situation, would have the right to go and collect from that. So that was Rava's suggestion, that Shimon shouldn't have to pay twice for this field. He will be able to only pay one time because he'll have a chrayis from the Yisomim to not have to pay back the $1,000 that he paid to Levi. So that he paid once, but he doesn't have to pay a second time $1,000 to the estate of Reuven for the original field, which he never paid, that milva that he had bought the field based upon. Tosos says an interesting additional point here in Dibur Masel Ipikach. So he says, Mikan yesh lochiach, from here you can bring raya, the av agadar minul el beperek hakos, even though we said on daf peivav, the dino de balchov bezuzi, we said that a balchov has to pay back cash, hecha, the is lezuzi, wherever he does have cash, he has to pay back cash. Nevertheless, here, how can Shimon give them karka instead of cash? If he would lose by giving cash, which would be the case over here, because then the Yisomim of Reuven would say, sorry, we don't have to give you achrayis because it's cash. So lo yitin lo zuze. Then he has no obligation to give zuze. Exactly in this case. The motzi magbilu karka bin osesh lokitin. So here he's allowed to give the karka because he's not doing something wrong. He's not cheating the Yisomim out of anything. He's just making things fair. He's paying $1,000 for the field. He just paid it to Levi, and he got the field, which is the way it should be. There's no reason why he shouldn't be entitled to the field after he pays for it, the $1,000 that the field was worth. And it's the orphans over here that were trying to gain something that they weren't really entitled to, so therefore this is considered legitimate, Tosu says, and Shimon is allowed to pay back with karka and doesn't have to pay back with cash. And Rashi adds over here, this is ki'ilu noflohem mamish birusha. There's no different than if they actually got this Yerusha or he gives it to them instead of the IOU that he had. Okay. Gemara continues with another story. Amar Rabba, Rabba tells us the following story. Reuven shemochar kol sodos of l'Shimon. Reuven sells all of his fields to Shimon. Rashi points out that all of these fields were sold at the same time. So there's no difference over here between one field and the other in terms of a priority for a lien. As Rashi says, in Dibro Masul kol sodos of bishtar echad. It was all with one shtar. So let's say the five fields over here. He sells all of them at the same time in one shtar. Because if it was the shnei shtar, as Rashi says, so ein govin milevi, as we'll see in the case, he won't be able to go collect from the third party because there's a priority over here. If field one is sold first, so then that's the first field that would be gone and taken if the person has no other fields left. Then field two, then field three, then field four. Here he sells them all at the same time, so there's no order to the shibud on the fields. All of them are meshubud to anything that Reuven has. So again, Reuven shemocha kol sodos l'Shimon. Reuven sells all of his fields to Shimon. And then, the chazar Shimon umocha saw the achas Levi. Shimon bought four of the fields. Again, make believe there are five fields over here. Reuven sells five fields to Shimon, all at the same time in one shtar, so there's no priority, one field for the other. And Shimon then sells one of the fields to Levi. And now, but also Baal Chov the Reuven, a Baal Chov of Reuven comes and wants to collect an IOU. He had lent Reuven money. So Yehuda comes along and he had lent Reuven $1,000. And Reuven has no money whatsoever and no other fields. So in this situation, there is a prior Sheba. The $1,000 that Yehuda had lent Reuven was before the sale of all of these fields. It was after the sale of those fields and there's no lien on them. But it was before the sale of all those fields. And therefore, Yehuda has a lien on all of those properties. So Yehuda now wants to come collect. Now he has a choice. He can collect from any of the four fields that Shimon has, or he can collect from the one field of Levi. So the Gemara says, who should he collect from? Ratzim Yizeh Gover. If he wants to collect from one of the four fields of Shimon, he can. If he wants to collect from the one field that Levi has, he can. It's his choice. Albeit, we only said, this Gemara says, Lo Amaran, we only said that he has a choice to go to either Shimon or Levi to get the field that he's entitled to. Elo, the Zavno Beninus. This is only if the field that Levi had bought was a Beninus field. Now, there's three categories of field. We've spoken about this many times. You have Ziburis, which is the worst type of a field, certain categories of fields. Then Beninus are the average type of a field. And then you have the Idius, that's the best type of a field. And there are Dinim. We already discussed this a week or two ago, where we discussed under what situations you have to pay back. So the woman collecting a Ksuba is entitled to collect from the Ziburis. Unless there are no Ziburis, then she can take from the Beninus. If there are no Beninus, then she can take from the Idius. But if there are Ziburis, the person has the right, the estate has the right to go and give her, either the husband that divorced her or the estate of the husband that died, Nebuch. So he has the right to give her Ziburis. She can't say, I want the Beninus, I want the Idius. A Baal Chov, as we just pointed out, always collects from Beninus. So here, Yehuda, who's a Baal Chov, so he is entitled to go collect Beninus. So as long as Levi has Beninus, so then, in this situation, if that field was a Beninus field, that's why Yehuda, the Baal Chov of Reuven, has the right to go to Levi if he wishes to go take this Beninus field. Avo Zavna Idis Viziburis. But if Levi was smart and he only bought a field in the category of Idis, the best fields, or he bought a category of field Viziburis, which is the worst fields, so then Yehuda, the Baal Chov of Reuven, has no right to go collect it because he's only entitled to collect Beninus. And Motzi Amale, and Levi can tell Yehuda, the Baal Chov of Reuven, why do you think I bought the Idius? Why do you think I bought the Ziburis? Lahochi Tarchi Uzvini Ara Delo Chazilach. I was smart. I said, I know there's an outstanding Baal Chov, you, Yehuda, and someday if Reuven doesn't have anything, or his estate doesn't have anything, they're going to come to collect fields. So I was very smart. I specifically bought a field that you wouldn't be allowed to collect for because there were other fields. Now, if Yehuda had lent Reuven money and Reuven only had an Idius field, then he'd be allowed to collect from that if there's nothing else. But in this situation, Levi says, I know that Shimon has other fields, so you have to go to Shimon before you come to me. So therefore, I'm able to push you off, Yehuda, and say, go collect from Shimon. So in the situation we said, Rotzim Yizeh Gover, that's only if Levi specifically had a bain in his field. Because he can otherwise say, I bedafka bought an Idis field or a Ziburis field to prevent this from happening. And even Ubeninus, even if he has a Beninus field, Nami lo amoran, we didn't say that Yehuda can go, the Baal Chov of Reuven can go and collect from Levi, unless Elo de lo shavak Beninus de kavase by Shimon, if he didn't leave anything by Shimon that's Beninus. Now this requires a little bit more explanation. What it's simply saying is that if Levi didn't leave a Beninus field by Shimon, so then Yehuda has the right to go and collect from Levi the Beninus field because he doesn't have anything like that by Shimon. But let's understand this a little bit more because Rashi seems to say otherwise. So Rashi in Dira Maskel, Rotzim Yizeh Gover. So let's read this entire Rashi. Sorry, it's a long Rashi, but it's kedai to read inside because it'll really explain a lot of the stuff. We're dealing over here with the following as we finish off. The Zovan Levi Mishimon Beninus. We're talking here in this scenario that Levi had bought a Beninus field from Shimon. Again, we're making it, there were five fields that Reuven had sold to Shimon originally, and then Shimon sold a Beninus field to Levi. So Shibud Baal Chov Ale, and a Beninus field is where the Shibud is for a Baal Chov. Below Shavak Beninus Mishel Reuven, Etzel Shimon, and there are no other Beninuses that Reuven had sold Shimon except for this field. Therefore, Hilkach Rotzu Legabus Mishimon Idis Gove. In this situation, if Yehuda wished to go and collect a good field, the Idiot's field, the best field from Shimon, he would be allowed to do so. Again, Rashi. Hilkach Rotzu Legabus Mishimon Idis. Yehuda wants to take the Idiot's from Shimon rather than the Beninus from Levi. Gove, he's allowed to do so. The Amalei, because he can say, Ato lokachto kol asados. Shimon, you purchased all five fields. V'nichnasto tachas Ruvein lishtabe l'chovi. And therefore, you essentially have replaced Ruvein for the shibud. Now, v'chol zman she'emtza mishel Ruvein etz l'cha, and as long as you have something by you that was from Ruvein, klum lo atriach es Levi. I don't have to go to Levi. She'niach li mokum l'gavos. Because Levi left me a place to go take from you. And therefore, rotzo mi Levi gova, if he wishes to, he can go take from Levi, but it's his choice. Kigon, im lo yimtza etzel Shimon, mishel Ruvein, ela Ziburius. If he were to only find by Shimon, Ziburius. So let's say there were five fields, four of them were Ziburius, and only one was a Beninus, and that Beninus was sold to Levi. So in that situation, Yehuda, the Baal Chov of Ruvein, has the right to go to Levi and take the Beninus there rather than any of the Ziburius that are by Ruvein. Go with Beninus mi Levi. Because the Amalei can say to him, Lokachtu es Shibudai Beninus, Shedini Mutal Ale, and I have the right to go take that. V'yafagav di'ilu locho Levi lebeninus zume Ruvein. Because even though if Levi had bought this directly from Ruvein, v'niach letzlo Ziburius, and in that situation, Ruvein still had Ziburius, so then he wouldn't be able to go to the Shibud. Lo yoyocho bachov the Ruvein lachzor al Levi. He wouldn't be able to go take from Levi as long as Ruvein had extant. Kedidnan, that's the basic din. Ain't it from minichos mishubadim? You can never go take from mishubadim, even though that's the beininess. The mokum sheish b'nei chorin, when there are extant to Ruvein, Ziburius. So then you can't go say, well, I want beininess. No, in that situation, you can't do that. Even in that situation, they were Ruvain's. So the rabbi said, if Ruvain has extant property, so then you must take it from Ruvain, even though it's a lower level that he technically is entitled to. You can't go and expect him to go and take from Lekuchos, from people that had bought land, when he still has land, because otherwise nobody's going to want to ever buy land. However, here, kan Shimon lav balchovahu. Shimon is not the balchov. B'yafalov mikoch tirfahuba. And therefore, in this situation, if Yehuda, the balchov of Reuven, wishes to go to Levi, as long as there's no beininess by Shimon, so then he has the right to go and take the beininess from Levi, rather than taking a ziburius from Shimon. I hope that was clear. The Rashi is very clear. I hope I made it clear. And now we turn to Tzadi Beis, Omud Beis. And we just continue with this idea, Avol Shavak Beninus de Kavase. But if Levi took a Beninus, but Shimon had a Beninus also. Of the five fields, there was at least two that were Beninus. And therefore, Shimon has a Beninus and Levi has a Beninus. In that situation, Yehuda, the Baal Chov of Reuven, doesn't have the right to go and take from Levi or take from Shimon, whichever one he would like. No. In that situation, Levi has the right to say, Motzi Amalei, Levi can say to Yehuda, listen, Hinachti Lucha, I left specifically for you, Mokum Ligbos Hemenu, that you would have something to take from Shimon. And therefore, I'm scot-free, I'm out of this discussion, and you want to go collect, you got to go collect from the Beninus that Shimon still has. Okay, next case. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Ruvein, Shemoch HaSod LeShimon B'Yachrayis. Again, Ruvein sells a field to Shimon B'Yachrayis, and he pays for it, and it's in Shimon's possession. Also, Bachov the Ruvein comes along with a prior IOU. So this field was for $1,000. And before this field was sold, before Ruvein sold the field to Shimon, he had borrowed money from Levi, $1,000. So he never paid it back. Does this Bachov the Ruvein comes, Levi comes, because Torif Lamin Lomine, and he wants to go to Shimon to go take this field. So Ruvein doesn't have any money, but Ruvein can bring forth certain tainus that would stop Levi from getting the field from Shimon. So Dinahu, the halacha is Abaye says, the Ozul Ruvein umefatzile. Ruvein has the halachic right to come along and use these tainos to prevent Levi from collecting from Shimon, to prevent Ruvein's Baal Chov, Levi, from legitimately taking that property from Shimon. Now, what could these tainos be? So Tosos, in this big Tosos over here, which is why there's very little Gemara on this page. So Tosos, in this big Tosos, Dinahu, tells us a couple of things that aren't the right answer. He wanted to suggest that possibly we're dealing here with, there are witnesses to say that that loan was paid back, that Levi's IOU to Reuven, that Reuven owes Levi money was actually paid back. But those people that were Edom are relatives of Shimon, and therefore are possibly Edus. But Tosa says you might have thought that since they're not relatives of Reuven, they could come along and testify on Reuven's behalf. And other similar scenarios to that, and Tosa says that's incorrect because the bottom line is, even though they're not relatives of Reuven, they're relatives of Shimon, they're going to benefit Shimon, so they're possibly Edus. So therefore, in the middle of the Tosos, about 6, 7, 8 lines down into the widest lines of the Tosos, he says, Umiyu ye shlomar, the nafkamin over here, what exactly could Reuven taina that Shimon can taina? Because after all, Tosos says, any taina that Reuven gives, why doesn't Shimon give the taina? What do you need to say that Reuven is giving the taina on behalf of Shimon? So there's a nafkamina. So miyu ye shlomar, the nafkamina, the yochel omar, ishtabali the lo praticha, that Reuven has the right to demand the shvua from Levi, his Bachov, whereas Shimon wouldn't have the right to demand such a shvua. So in this situation, let's say Reuven knows that Levi doesn't want to make a shvua, or maybe Reuven really paid back the loan, and Levi is trying to grab this from Shimon inappropriately, and there is no proof that he paid it back the loan. But Reuven could demand the shvua, whereas Shimon can't demand the shvua. So this would be one nafkamin over here, how Reuven could bring forth a taina and try to save the field from being grabbed from Shimon by Reuven's Bachov Levi, whereas Shimon wouldn't be able to do so. Tosos again gives some other nafkaminas here as well. But for now, the bottom line is that Reuven has a certain taina that Shimon can't give. And therefore, Abai is telling us that the din is, dinahu, the ozu Reuven umafatzile. Reuven has the right to come along and prevent Levi from taking the field from Shimon. The lomotzi omale, and Levi can't go and tell Reuven, hey, what are you doing over here? Lav bal dvarim didi at. You're not my contender over here. I'm dealing over here with Shimon. And you stay out of it, Reuven. You didn't have the money, so I'm going to the property owner that you sold it to. I'm going to Shimon. And therefore, Reuven is allowed to go and step in and protect his sale to Shimon. And this is so, right now we're suggesting, only because he had sold the field, Reuven had sold the field to Shimon with Achrayis. And therefore, he can tell Levi, his Balchov, Reuven can tell his Balchov Levi, Lo motzi amale, lav bal dvarim didiat, you can't go tell me that I'm not involved over here because I am involved. Bishum di amale, because Reuven can tell his Balchov Levi, the mafkis mine, if you go take this field from Shimon, what's Shimon going to do? He's going to come right back at me, or lie harder, because I sold it with Achrayis. So therefore, I'm a party to this litigation, and you can't tell me I'm not a party to the litigation. Furthermore, where it says, Vika the Amre, there are those that add on over here and say, Afilu shalobi Achrayis, even if Reuven had sold the field without Achrayis, and therefore he theoretically might be subject to his Balchov, Reuven's Balchov, telling him, stay out of this. You're not involved over here. You have no Achrayis over here. He can't come back alai hodar. He can't come back and collect from you because you sold it without Achrayis. And therefore it's, you know, buyer beware. Shimon's out. Sorry. So no, even in this situation, Nami, we would say, the Amalei, that Reuven has the right to tell his Balchov, Levi, listen, you're right. While technically, I wouldn't have to reimburse Shimon when you take the field from him, but that's not the type of guy I want to be known as. The Amalei, Reuven can say to this Balchov of his, Levi, Lo nichali, it's not good for my reputation. I don't want it. The Tehevi Leilu Shimon Taromus Alai. I don't want Shimon going around and saying, look what that guy Reuven did to me. He sold me a field without a Achrayis. He knew I would end up losing the field. What a terrible guy. He doesn't want to be bad-mouthed. He doesn't want Shimon to be upset with him. Even if Shimon's a tzaddik and won't tell anybody else, Shimon's going to be upset that he lost the field. And therefore, even in this situation where we're sold without a Achrayis, Abaye says, or the Ika the Amre of Abaye says, that even if it was without a Achrayis, Reuven would have the ability to go to Levi and say, we are Baal Dvarim. We are, in fact, in the same litigation. You can't go tell me that Lo Motzi Omer, you can't come and tell me La Baal Dvarim Didiat. No, I'm a party to this litigation, either because I have a Achrayis, or even if I don't have a Achrayis, because I don't want to have a bad reputation. Finally, we have one more scenario. Another din by Abaye. Omer Abaye. Abaye says, Reuven Shemach Hasad L'Shimon Shalom Achrayis. Here, again, Reuven sells a field to Shimon, but here it's without a Achrayis. And then the Yatsu Alav, and we turn to Tzadi Gimel Lamed Aleph. The Yatsu Alav Asikin. Rashi says Asikin or Orin. So Reuven is selling this field to Shimon without Achrayis, and there are people that are coming to say, "Hey, Reuven, that's not your field." There are people that are coming to be Maorer and say that Reuven, you don't own this field. So what's the din? So Ad Shelo Hichzik Ba. if Shimon did not make a kinyan in this field. Tosus says, it's not coming to teach us over here what the dinim of kinyan are. Dinim of kinyan, Tosus brings down, dibur masal me'emasai are clear in the Gemara in Bava Basra. An example of a kinyan is Noal, if he closed the door, he put up a lock, or Godar, he put up a fence, or Paretz, he broke down a fence. So all these are examples of kinyanim. So in this situation, he is going to make some sort of a kinyan, which the Gemara will explain in a moment, but as long as he hasn't made that kinyan, achilo hechzik ba, if he didn't make a kinyan yet, and Rashi says he likewise also didn't pay for it, if he paid for it, so then that's ownership is transferred with the cash. You can buy karka just by giving over the cash, and the karka becomes yours if you didn't make a kinyan. Tosos says, in the top Tosos, says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, afilu nosan mos, even if he did give over money, but he wrote down that the money will not collect it until he makes a kinyan. So in either of these scenarios, where there was no cash given, so he has to make a kinyan in the field, or if there was cash given, but they had an agreement that the cash wouldn't make the kinyan until he goes and makes a real kinyan in the field, so then, until that point in time, if Shimon hears that there are people protesting Reuven's ownership, he can back out of the deal, and as Tosfos points out, there's not even a Misha Parah in this situation, because the only time we have a Misha Parah, that if Hashem will sort of pay you back, if you break your word, you'll be paid back in a negative way. That's called the Misha Parah, just like the one that paid back the various generations that did wrong. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid them back. So this is called the Misha Parah. He will pay you back as well. So if a person breaks his word, it's not a good thing. But here, Tosa says, you're not even over Misha Parah, because when you went into this deal, you had no intention that you would lose money. So therefore, you don't want to go into this deal with already there being complaints that Reuven doesn't own the field. As you can see, towards the end of the top Tosos, Achlo Hirsik, so he writes, Iboyle Kabule Misha Parah. Normally you would have a Misha Parah, but over here, there isn't even a Misha Parah. The Lo Takinu Misha Parah Ela Ayukro Vizula. The only time you'd be able to be, so to say, in violation of your word for a Misha Parah is if it went down or up, and as a result, the price of the field went up or down, and you didn't hold true to your word. But here, it's not a question of it goes up or down. The guy may not have owned it. So therefore, you say, I don't want to deal with litigation, and you're allowed to back out. So the bottom line is, Yochel Lachsubo. In this situation, you can go and be chozer on the deal. Shimon can say, I'm not paying you the money. Even if you pay the money, like Tosu says, I want my money back, the deal's off. Yochel Lachsubo. However, if he made a kinyan, Misha Hirsikba, he did some sort of a kinyan in the field, then Eino Yochel Achsubo, then he doesn't have the right to go back, because Mishum the Amalek, because Reuven can tell him, listen, I own the field, I claim I own the field. You bought it from me, and now you want to back out? You can't do that, because I sold it to you without a chrayas. Right? We said at the bottom of Tzadi Beis Amud Beis that Reuven Shemocha saw the Lishimon Shalobi Achrayas. You thought you were getting a great deal. That's why you're willing to do without a chrayas. You thought you were going to pull a fast one over me. Well, guess what? There was a chance that I didn't own the field. And therefore, you purchased chayta de kitre. Chayta, Rashi tells us, is a sack cotton. The kitre, Rashi says over here, means molik sharm, full of knots. Elsewhere, Rashi says, the chayta, the kitre, in the Gemara in Bava Kama, on Daf Yudalit, he says, it's sack shura mole ruach. So the bag looks like it's full. He sealed it off. He blew air into it, and it's filled with air. It looks like it's a full bag, but there's nothing in it. So you bought a bag filled with air. In other words, you took a chance. You bought this on speculation for me, and now you want to back out? You can't back out. Because chayta de kitre, savris v'kabilis. So you thought you were getting a bag that was full of knots. In other words, you didn't know if there's something inside it, air, or there's gold inside of it, and therefore, you took a chance. So now, you took a chance, and if I lose the field, so then you lose the field. And if I had the field, so then you bought it. So therefore, you bought it on speculation, and you don't have the right to go and back out once you made a chazaka. But if you didn't make a chazaka, then he has the right to back out. And when did he make the chazaka? So the Gemara gives an example. When he walked around the field, and he, so to say, strengthened or solidified the demarcation of the field, so that's considered an example of a chazaka. Others learn this as follows. Even if Reuven had sold the field to Shimon with Achrayis, and then you can't say Chayta de Kitre Sarvis of Kabilis, nevertheless, even if it was with Achrayis, Nami, Reuven has the right to say to Shimon, you can't back out once you made a kinyan. The Amalei, Achvei Tirfach, if and when they take the field away from me, I'll pay you back. But until they go and take the field away from me, so then it's a valid sale. And you have a chrayas on it, so you have nothing to worry about. And therefore, you can't back out. Rashi says, what was the Havamino here? You might have thought that this shtar, tirfa, that he would have to go and trouble himself to go and get, maybe you might have thought that that's a troubling litigation that he doesn't have to go through. So therefore, you might have thought, in the next Rashi, Vashalim loch, v'chol zman shelo yotzo miyodach, lo vashalim, shahar bi'orin, shein zoche bedin. Because just because there are people coming and claiming that it's not my field, doesn't mean that you're going to lose the deal. And therefore, in this situation, lo amrin, in the previous Rashi, afilu b'achrayis nami, we don't say, sov sov, olea hodah, v'truche dayone, lo mulot. The guy can't say, listen, I know I made a kinyan over here, but I don't want to get involved in litigation. So I'd like to back out now. Ultimately, if they take it away from you, you'll have to pay me anyway. So just give me back my money now and we'll call it quits. So the Gemara says over here, according to the Ikad Amri, that Reuven has the right to say, no, you made a kinyan, and don't worry, you're protected. If I really own the field and the Orin go away, so then you have the field like we originally planned. And let's say that they do come and they take the field away from you, so then I have to pay you back for the money, so you're not out anything over there as well. Okay, like I said, a short share. With this, we conclude today's share.